Welcome to How I Do Content. I'm your host, content strategist and coach, Taryn Bolt. I'm here to help you shine through all the content you create, and in doing so, turn your online community into raving fans and adoring clients who want to invest their hard-earned dollars in your offers. In this podcast, I'll be sharing all of my content creation spells that have helped me build a fully booked business and connect with my community, as well as support my clients to generate multi five-figure launches, grow sustainable businesses, and create a life they truly love, minus the content struggle. Even though I haven't received my official Hogwarts acceptance letter, I'm a self-confessed content wizard. So if you're ready to create your own magic content in a way that is simple, fun, and authentic to you, and that helps you show up consistently and attract, engage, and connect with your dream clients, then you're in the right place. It's so possible to feel confident, empowered, and inspired when it comes to creating content in your business. Let's do this together. Okay, pop quiz time, because who doesn't love a quiz, right? So what do I think when I see people sharing their offer, aka selling? Is it A, you go Glen Coco? Is it B, sheesh, I wish they'd shut the fuck up? Is it C, dog, they're so annoying and salesy? Or is it D, absolutely nothing? We just need some thinking music while you lock in your answer. Ding, 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 ding. So the answer is always A or D. Honestly, the only person thinking B or C is you, which means you need to heal your relationship with selling, because you're in business. And if you're not selling in some way every single day, then is it really a business? And put it this way, if you have something that helps people or solves a problem they have, it's a bit rude if you don't tell them about it, right? Now, I also know selling is something that can feel a little scary and overwhelming when you're worried about being annoying and sounding salesy. And if you're an introvert, the thought of trying to be more extroverted to make sales is immediately no. But selling is non-negotiable as a business owner, and to stand out to your soulmate clients, you gotta sell, my friend. So in today's episode, I'm sharing three ways to make selling easier so you can sell powerfully and stand out to your soulmate clients even as an introvert. So first up, you gotta nail your messaging. I can't say this enough. Your messaging quite literally does the heavy lifting for you. When you nail your messaging and make it so clear that you are the person to work with, your soulmate clients will come into any sales conversation with you already being a fuck yes to working with you. It's not magic, it's messaging. And when you know how to craft unique messaging, you stand out to your soulmate clients like Hagrid amongst a sea of first year students. And you'll attract the type of clients who are excited to pay you. This is how I've built my business. I've lost count the number of times someone has said to me, "I love your message and everything you create. I want to work with you." It sure makes those sales conversations so much easier. So how do you nail your messaging? It comes down to being clear on two things, the who and the you. Who you're in business to serve and why you are the wizard to support them, aka your unique blend of magic. And then sprinkling that shit everywhere in your messaging. Now, then the way to solidify this messaging is to, number one, be consistent in your messaging. Stop updating your fucking Instagram bio or changing your messaging every 5 minutes. Pick your key messages and give them a chance to stick. Number two, remember that it's okay to repeat yourself. In fact, you 100% should be repeating yourself, because repetition actually leads to you building authority and becoming a thought leader in your space. I've continuously talked about content and launching, and therefore have become known as the content and launch wizard. Number three, if you're not repurposing your key messages across multiple channels, you're doing it wrong. Multiple channels means multiple opportunities for you to attract and sell to your soulmate clients without putting pressure on Instagram to be the breadwinner. Because as I've talked about on repeat, marketing does not mean only Instagram. And if in 2022, it's your only marketing strategy, change that immediately. Okay, the next thing you can do to sell powerfully as an introvert is to embrace your introverted superpower, listening. You don't need to be extroverted to be great at sales. You just need to be a great listener. It's as simple as that. My gift as an introvert is that I'm an amazing listener and I mirror back that information to people who I'm having conversations with. I love having sales conversations because the majority of the time I'm having powerful one-on-one conversations where I'm asking questions and getting the information I need to support them to make an empowered decision. Listen to learn and then respond. Introverts are pros at deeply listening to others, so use that when it comes to selling. Don't go into sales conversations worrying about the pitch or how you're going to close the sale. Selling powerfully as an introvert comes down to listening, asking questions, meeting people where they're at, and selling them what they need. I go into every single sales conversation with the same goal, to listen first and then sell. And here's the thing. When you are super clear on your messaging and who you're in business to serve, that also makes selling so much easier because you know what cues to look out for and how to respond because everything you do is always connected to that. Okay, the final thing you can do to sell powerfully as an introvert is to set yourself up for success. Prepare, 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 prepare. When you're prepared, it removes so much fucking pressure and makes you feel more confident, right? Selling is such a pivotal part of being in business, so it makes sense that you want to do whatever it takes to make it easier for you to sell. And this looks like having a plan for how you'll sell through your content, on discovery or sales calls, in the DMs, on lives and masterclasses, wherever you're selling, being prepared for that. The key word here is intentional. And the way to make anything easier in business is to create a process around it and do it again and again and again and again. This creates safety and certainty, something that I value as an introvert in business. You're not making shit up on the fly and putting unnecessary pressure on yourself when you're selling. That's when it can start to feel icky, and once you get the icks, it's game over. No one thrives under pressure, so how do you plan to remove that pressure? For example, when I do discovery calls, I send out a pre-call questionnaire to get a feel for what they're currently struggling with, their goals, and what support they want. This helps me go into that call feeling confident and prepared because I'm not going in blind. I go into discovery calls viewing it as an opportunity to learn more about someone from my community. And if I can help them, then I'll invite them to work with me. And if they say no, well, I've still got a shitload of data to help inform my content and my messaging. A no is not always a bad thing. Not every sales conversation will be a success, and that's okay. Just because one person said no, or you've been ghosted 435 times during a launch, it's not a reason to stop selling. If you want to call in those Beyonce-level clients, you've got to keep selling. I've been selling in one way or another every day for the past 2 months. I've become familiar with the word no and with silence, but I'm not going to stop because I know I can help you. And as long as the online space is telling people that the way to be successful is to insert shiny marketing tactic here, or that your unique way of being is wrong, I'll be here telling them to fuck off and showing you that you're all kinds of incredible magic exactly as you are. You don't have to completely change who you are to build a successful business, and we need you showing up and sharing your unique blend of magic. And that's why I created the Introverted Biz Wizard Mastermind. As a brave space for introverts who want to embrace their unique blend of introverted magic and build a business that makes them serious money. Doors are about to close and the sorting hat ceremony is about to begin, so this is your last chance to join us for the next 6 months. So you can continue to do things as you've always done them, or you can level the fuck up alongside Ned, myself, and the other magical introverts who are buckled in and ready to create magic. Head on over to www.thesocialbolt.com.au/mastermind and sign up before doors close. And that's it for today's episode of the How I Do Content podcast. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave me a 5-star written review. And until next time, say hi to your dog for me.